إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 15th session in reading from the classical work of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, entitled Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah. And we have been reading, and we are near the end of the reading of the final two chapters of that book, which primarily deals with the characteristics or the qualities or the acts and deeds, the actions of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which complete and perfect Al-Iman, complete and perfect the Al-Aqidah Al-Sahihah. Tonight our topic, which is next to the last topic, and next week bi-idhnillahi ta'ala will be the final session for this course. Tonight we want to look at the categories or the ranks, the levels of people from amongst Ahlul Sunnah, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, after mentioning what he mentioned, yani, which we read in the previous sessions concerning yani, that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are those people who yani, cling to al-Islam al-Mahdi, the pure Islam al-Khalis min al-Shawbi, which is free from any defect or yani, pollution or corruption. After mentioning this, then he says that from amongst them, yani the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, are these groups of people or ranks of people. And we want to talk about that tonight. Before we do so, we're going to look quickly at some of the points that we discussed last week in question and study guide number 14. First question being discussed, Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Hafidhullah, his explanation of the words, they are in it indeed, following the book and the sunnah, meaning everything that they say and they do, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِيهِ مُتَّبِعُونَ لِلْكِتَابِ وَالسُنَّةِ, yani everything that they say and everything that they do, that they are following the book and the sunnah in it. What, how, yani, can somebody mention some of the points that Sheikh Salih Fawzan mentioned concerning this particular statement? Yani the Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, in everything that they say and do, they are following the book and the sunnah. Abdul Haq. Wait a minute. There's two Abdul Haqs, and you're sitting next to each other. Allah, subhanAllah, I'm confused now. Okay, no problem, go ahead. Now, okay.
The Sheikh mentioned that concerning a statement, they do not innovate in it, and they do not blindly follow others.
They do not innovate in it, and they do not blindly follow others. Now, Abdul Haq, Fanny.
From the book of the law.
First point that he said was everything that they say and do, yani it is derived from the book of their Rabb and the Sunnah of their Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. Anything else? And then second point, as Abdul Haq al-Awwal said, yani that they do not innovate anything from themselves. They didn't make it up from themselves, nor did they blindly follow in it something from others. They didn't make it up themselves and they didn't take it, yani blindly following someone else. Rather, it all is derived from the book and the sunnah. Question number two, explain the statement indeed, the ibadat of the ghafileen, yani those who are unmindful, are merely adat, habits. The ibadat, the acts of worship, are mere habits, yani not rewardable acts of worship. And the adat, the habits, or the normal daily actions of the muntabihin, who are conscious of Allah, become ibadat. Yani somebody tried to explain clearly, yani what is the meaning of this statement. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentioned it after explaining yani its meaning. And then he mentioned the saying that it is said that the ibadat of the ghafileen is merely adat, and the adat of the muntabihin is ibadat, became ibadat. What does this mean? Yani how is this so? Naam, Waleed.
The acts of worship aren't counted because they're doing it. They're not
heedlessly. Naam. Their acts of worship are not counted because they're doing it heedlessly. Yani just as yani habit, habitually, without consciousness of Allah, without consciousness of whether or not it's in accordance with the Sunnah. They're just doing it habitually, as many of the people yani do today. Some people pray like that. They're just going through yani the motions. Naam.
And they're unmindful, so they just do it as a habit.
No.
They're not doing it, the Shaykh mentioned, they don't do it with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No.
And
they're not doing it with conscious intention of ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And with consciousness of the sunnah.
Or consciousness of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
These people are unmindful and their acts of worship are just like mere custom.
So the acts of worship become as just custom or habit, yani habitual deeds, like anything that a person does in their normal daily activities. And as far as the adat, the habitual daily acts of the muntabihin, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do they become ibadat? How is that now, Ibrahim?
They expect the reward for that from Allah.
Because they're doing it consciously, yani, consciously expecting reward from Allah. Why are they expecting reward from Allah for what they're doing? Because they are, naam. Because they're doing it according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and they're doing it in that manner sincerely for the sake of Allah. Sincerely for the sake of Allah. That's why they're doing what they're doing the way they're doing it. In everything that they say and they do. And this is a very important point, yani. Please, yani, review the book and try to reflect on the meaning of what is being said here. Question number 3, discussed briefly. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, his explanation of the words, their tariqah is the deen of Islam. Yani tariqatuhum hiya deenul Islam. Naam, Ibrahim.
The Shaykh mentioned, he said, that their madhab and their way to Allah is Islam. Hay tariqatuhum wa madhabun ilallah, yal Islam. And upon the time when people are falling into differences and differing into sects, they hold on to the book of Allah and
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, tariqatuhum hiya deenul Islam. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said, as Ibrahim has mentioned to us with some detail, mashallah, yani tariqatuhum means their madhab, yani their way of life is Islam, yani according to the Quran and the Sunnah. This is their tariqah, and they don't have any other tariqah, any other madhab, any other thing to follow except the pure Islam, as yani mentioned in our discussion previously. Naam. Question number 4, summarize what is meant by ummah in the statement, yani his ummah will be divided into 73 sects. Yani that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be divided into 73 sects. What do we mean by ummah here? Naam, Musa.
Ummah
al-ijaba. Naam. Not Ummat al-Da'wah. And what is the difference between Ummat al-Ijaba and Ummat al-Da'wah? Naam, Fadl, Abdul Haq.
Okay, Ummat al-Ijaba is those who accepted Islam and they claim themselves as Muslims.
Naam, those who accepted the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who accepted it and ascribe themselves to Islam. They say we are following Islam, even though they might yani deviate here and there or whatever. But they accepted his message and they ascribed to themselves Islam. And the people who call themselves Muslims, as far as Ummatu Ad-Da'wah,
is those who didn't accept the message, and that includes, for example, the Christian and the Jews.
Those who didn't accept the message, including the Christians and Jews and others, meaning all the people that he has been sent to give da'wah to. And all the people in the world, when the Prophet was mentioned, he was sent to all of humanity. So all the people in the world are Ummat al-Da'wah, are those who he has been sent to call. Yani, but only those who have accepted the Islam, they are yani Ummat al-Ijaba. Yani those who have answered the call, who have responded. Question number 5, discuss the statement, all of these, yani the 73 sects will be in the hellfire. Yani, kulluha fi an-nar illa wahidatan wa hiya al-jama'ah. Naam. What is the meaning here that all of these sects except one will be in the hellfire? What is the meaning that they will be in the hellfire? طيب who raised the hand first? Fadl. Now.
I raised my
hand. You did first? Fadl Ibrahim. Yeah, go ahead.
The Sheikh said, لا يلزم من ذلك الخلود في النار وإنما المعنى أن عملها مما تستحق به دخول النار.
نعم.
You said that does not necessitate that they will abide in the hellfire forever. That is the only meaning of that is that the action necessitated them. That action,
مِمَّا تَسْتَحِقُ بِهِ دُخُولُ النَّارِ. That's their actions necessitate that they deserve to enter the fire. Yani the meaning that they will all be in the fire except one, it does not mean that they would khulud fi an-nar, that they will remain in the hellfire forever. Rather means that their actions, their deeds, their belief, their aqeedah, and their worship and their practices justify, yani, that they deserve to enter the fire. Not that they will remain in the fire forever. And even if it justifies that they deserve to enter the fire, Allah, yani, He can forgive whomever He wills anything less than shirk. Summarize the two views of the scholars. Summarize the two views of the scholars in brief concerning the identification of these 73 sects. Yani, what were the two views of the scholars the Sheikh mentioned? Walid, now. First view.
The majority of scholars have said that 73 sects that have been revealed, and they categorize it for five groups, and then within the five groups they have subgroups until it reaches 72, and then 72 plus the one, which is the jama'ah.
Naam. Yani the majority of the scholars who spoke about this hadith said that this has already occurred, that these groups have already appeared. Naam, already. Yani it's finished, the matter is done, 73 sects are here, and then they began to divide them into five fundamental groups, and then those fundamental groups, yani, into further branches until they reach 72, leaving one, the remaining one, yani, the saved sect, yani, al-firqa al-najiya, or those who would not enter the fire, yani.
For the division like in five groups, is that the majority of the scholar or some of them?
Most of them. This is how the people of Sunnah, this is how they have explained it. Yani, from the early time, they began to divide them into seven or five, yani, basic groups based on the fundamentals of what? Yani, the main branches of their deviation. So most of them are connected to one of those five main branches of deviation, and then they further divide it into other groups. The second opinion of the scholars now.
It said that some said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't specify those groups, so there is no need to specify them.
No.
Some may appear later.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't specify, he didn't make clear who those 70-something groups are, and therefore there's no need for us to occupy ourselves with that. Rather, we should know, recognize and accept that there are people who would deviate, who would go outside of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would deviate. As Shaykh Uthaymeen said, some of them deviated, yani abada, yani they went far away, and some of them, yani not so far away, and some of them, yani in the moderately, yani deviated. But the point is that all of them, all of those 73 sects or 72 sects, that they will be dhala, astray. And they will be in the fire, meaning they deserve to be in the fire for their deeds, except one of them. Naam.
The Sheikh also mentioned that sometimes it's a secondary group, and that they're separate sects.
Naam.
Because of, they opposed another group. So, some could say, like, would this be added on to the 72 or...
Naam. Sometimes some people deviated from one of those groups a little bit on some minor point with the main group, and then they made them into a separate group, yani, which means that the groups became so many, more than what should be expected, and then new groups came later, and in this time more groups appeared, right? Allahu musta'an. So, yani, don't occupy ourselves with this, rather just know that it is a fact that people would deviate, and beware of those kinds of deviation. Question number 7, what is the one word description used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to identify those who will be saved from the hellfire? And he said all of them will be in fire illa wahida. And he gave one word to describe them in the back. What is that one word? He said they are what? Naam, Shu'aib? Al-jama'ah. They are al-jama'ah. And this word came from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this reason, this is a very important word used to describe the people who are upon the truth, yani al-jama'ah, yani ahl-sunnah وَالْجَمَعَ يعني those who join together يعني upon the truth and stick together and do not separate themselves from one another, especially that which the first jama'a was upon, that is the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Question number 8, how has the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم defined al-jama'a in the hadith when he was asked who are they? When he was asked who are they? Na'am, fadl.
They are those who are upon what I and my companions are upon today.
Naam, they are those who are upon what I or the like of what I and my companions are upon today. In Arabic, he said,
Man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa
ashabi. Naam. This hadith has been narrated with many narrations. We don't have time to go into the details of it, but all of them, the meaning is basically the same. So, yani, let us suffice with this, yani, because there's no difference between them. The Shaykh, he also said that this jama'ah are those who have come together based upon the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and in compliance with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to what? An aqimu ad-deen wa la tatafarraqu fihi. Naam. Yani establish the deen and do not separate into groups, yani in this deen. This is mentioned in 42nd surah 13th ayah. Question number 9, how is Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah explained the Prophet's definition of the jama'ah in the above hadith? Yani the Prophet ﷺ explained the jama'ah is what? Man kana ala mithli ma'ana alayhi yawm wa ashabi. Yani this is how the Prophet ﷺ explained who the jama'ah is. Those who are upon that, the like of that which I and my companions are upon today. Meaning those who are following the same way that the Prophet ﷺ was following, him and his companions at that time. In terms of their aqidah, in terms of their ibadah, in terms of their akhlaq and adab and their da'wah. Yani what he was upon and his companions, then this is the jama'ah, those who are upon that. Okay, how has Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah explained this meaning? Ya Ibrahim.
He said that there are those who hold firmly on for the pure Islam that is free from any defect of pollution, and there are the Ahlul Sunnah or the jama'ah.
Naam. So he said based on this, yani statement of the Prophet ﷺ that they will be divided in 73 sects, all of them will be in the fire except one, and they are those who are upon that, the like of what he and his companions upon. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah therefore said, then, therefore, al-mutamassikuna bil-Islam al-Mahdi. Yani the Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah are the mutamassikuna bil-Islam al-Mahdi. Yani those who hold fast, who cling tight to the pure Islam. Al-Khalis and al-Shawbi, that is free from any kind of deviation, corruption, yani, defect, whatever the people have added to it, pollution and otherwise, free from that, then these people are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Naam, yeah, Abdul Haq.
I mean, that thing which is the Sharia, Allah has commanded in the Quran to stick upon it and do not divide it.
Naam, as Allah commanded in the Quran, yani, in that to hold fast to the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and don't become divided in it. These are the true Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the final question, explain how this hadith, yani that they who upon that, those who are upon the like of what I and my companions are upon today, yani in the explanation of this hadith and the explanation of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, yani together, explain how this hadith and its explanation excludes the Ash'ariyah and groups like them from Ahl Sunnah. Yani how does this hadith and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's explanation of it exclude the Ash'ariya and the groups who are like them, Waleed?
These groups cling to distortions.
Yeah, instead of them clinging to al-Islam al-Mahdi, the pure Islam, they hold on to something else. Tamassuquhum, yani, is mashub. Yani, it is polluted with deviation and corruption, innovations and so on. Naam. And therefore they are not upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were upon.
And these people, like with the what they do to the innovations in the names of attributes of Allah.
Now, the innovations in various things in terms of the names and attributes, and other than that, yani the Shaykh mentioned this one issue, but of course there are many issues, issue of Iman, issue of Qadr, Tawheed and so on, all of these issues, Al-Ulu, Kalamullah, all of this. And they have deviated and opposed the way of the Sahaba, the way of the Salaf, the Tabi'in and Atba'at Tabi'in and the first generation of the Muslims. How then can they be given the title Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Yani, the Sahaba, they have more right than to take this title Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, and whoever opposed them, then they are removed from it. And this is the discussion, yani, last week we gave some of the details of it, but if anybody, yani, still needs clarification, yani, in the end, after we are finished, inshallah, we'll come back to it. This is what we covered last week for the most part. Tonight, inshallah, we want to look at, as I said, the categories of the people amongst Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah. Yani the ranks, the levels and categories of people from amongst Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah. This particular topic, Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, after mentioning who is the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah and their importance and many of their virtues and excellences and their characteristics, now he is saying that amongst this Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, there are different ranks of people. There are different categories of people. Some of them, yani, have excelled in certain areas over others. So now he begins to mention general categories, yani, that hopefully all of us fit into one of them at least. And we should be looking at ourselves, seeking to be described with the characteristics that entitle us to be from amongst one of these categories. We shouldn't just be content that I am a Muslim, whether I am from this group or that group or whatever group. Rather, we should be hoping that we can be from amongst these, yani, noble characteristics that place people into different categories from amongst Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, وَفِيهِمْ أَسْصِدِّقُونَ وَفِيهِمْ أَسْصِدِّقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ وَالصَّالِحُونَ. First three categories. And after that he mentions the scholars, and after that he mentions the Abdal, and then he mentions A'immatuddin. And these here are six categories that he has given, yani, as some of the groups of the people from Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah that have specific distinguishing characteristics. The first of them, وَفِيهِمْ, يعني في أهل السنة الجماعة, السدقون. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan gives a brief definition of this expression. I want to start with that, just so that, yani, the meaning of this expression is clear to us, and then the details of Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhullah, he says, the Siddiqun are al-mubaligun fi al-sidqi wa al-tasdiqi. And the scholars of Tafsir, in mentioning the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, yani, that mentions the prophets and the Siddiqun, Shuhada wa Salihun, yani, in that ayah, the scholars of Tafsir, many of them mention these two characteristics, as-sidq wa al-tasdiq. So Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, he summarized the Siddiqun in these couple of words, al-mubaligun fi al-sidqi wa al-tasdiqi. Yani, those who go to the fullest extent in truthfulness and confirming the truth. Two characteristics. Being truthful yourself and also confirming the truth when it comes. Naam. It has also been said by some of the scholars of the Sunnah that as-siddiqun are those who testify to the truthfulness of their speech with their actions. Yani, their actions testify to the truthfulness of their speech. This is very, very important. Yani, they prove that what they say is the truth by their actions. And today, many people speak the truth, but their actions don't confirm what they are saying. Meaning their actions are not in accordance with what they are saying. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, فِيهِمْ يعني أي في أهل السنة الجماعة. Yani, amongst them, yani the أهل السنة الجماعة, are the Siddiqun. As-Siddiqun, Siddiqun, this is the plural of Siddiq. Yani, derived from as-Siddiq, truthfulness. وَهَذِهِ الصِّغَ لِلْمُبَالَغَ. Yani, this is a form, an expression in Arabic language that is used for exaggeration. Yani, it means that the meaning of whatever came in that word is intensive or extensive. Yani, there are two sides of this mubalagha. It's intensive, the action is intensive, or it is extensive. It's broad reaching. This is mubalagha. Yani, exaggeration in a quality. So the Shaykh, rahimahullah, he says, Siddiq, it is from Sidq, truthfulness. And this is the form, the Arabic expression that's used for exaggeration. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ. And he is the one who comes with the truth and he also testifies to that truth. يعني جاء بالصدق وصدق به, and he testifies to the truth. He confirms the truthfulness, يعني the correctness of that truth. And this is as Allah the Most High said in the Quran in Surah Az-Zumar, 39th Surah, 33rd Ayat, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ, يعني the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يعني Allah is talking about him, that he is the one who came with the truth. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ, and he confirms the truth. And then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, أُولَٰئِكَ plural, هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, meaning that he and whoever like him speaks the truth and confirms the truth when it comes. Two qualities. Yani a person has to be truthful and they also have to confirm the truth when it comes and not reject it or deny it, no matter who it came from. And even if shaitan came, huh? As in the hadith of Abu Huraira. And he is a liar, but he told the truth. When the truth comes, we accept it. These are two tremendous qualities. Some of the scholars of tafsir, and not some of the scholars, but Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, he said, فَإِنَّ جَمِيعِ قِصَالِ التَّقْوَى تَرْجِعِ إِلَى الصِّدْقِ بِالْحَقِّ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ بِهِ, that all the characteristics or qualities of taqwa go back to الصِّدْق, being truthful and confirming the truth. These two qualities are tremendous. And the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi rahimahullah brings a tremendous tafsir concerning this, but for the sake of time, and we'll just go on with what the Shaykh said here. And he said that it is like, the Siddiqun is the one who came with the truth and who confirms the truth, as in this ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing the truth, being truthful, and also confirming the truth. And then he said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, these are the people of taqwa, meaning all the people who have these two, who combine these two qualities of being truthful and also not rejecting the truth when it comes, confirming it. And I say go back to the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, because indeed he has brought some tremendous benefits. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, فَهُوَ صَادِقٌ فِي قَصْدِهِ صَادِقٌ فِي قَوْلِهِ وَصَادِقٌ فِي فِعْلِهِ. These people who bring the truth, who are truthful, and they confirm the truth, he said, then this is the one who is truthful in his qasd, in his intention. And he is also truthful in his speech, and he is truthful in his action. He mentions three areas here. Truthfulness is not just that a person, when they speak, they tell the truth. Yeah, it happened like that. That's the truth. No, it's not just that. It's more than that. It starts with as-sidq fil qasd, in the intention. And then sidq in speech and sidq in actions. And here the Shaykh explains these three things in brief, but it is of tremendous benefit that we take this in and then we apply it to ourselves and try to live it. Because this is what is required. This is the highest level of the people of Sunnah, of the people in general, of the Muslims, of humanity, after the Prophets. As-Siddiqun. This is the highest level of people after the Prophets. Allah mentions in Surah An-Nisa, after the Prophets, the Siddiqun. Then the Shuhada and then the Salihun. He says, as for their truthfulness in their qasd, فَعِنْدَهُ, this person has with him, تَمَامَ الْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He has complete sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sidq, truthfulness in intention. وَتَمَامَ الْمُتَابِ لِلْرَسُولِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And he also has perfect compliance, following, adhering to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This sidq in qasd. So this person has freed himself from everything and only remains with what? Al-Ikhlas and Al-Mutaba'ah. Sincerity for Allah and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything else is thrown away. فَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى شِرْكًا فِي عَمَلِي. So he didn't make for anyone other than Allah any share in his actions. It's all for Allah alone. And he didn't make for anyone, for anything other than the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ittiba'an fi amalihi. There's no following of anything or anyone in his action except the following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فلا شرك عنده ولا ابتداء. So he doesn't have any association, shirk, with him. It's all for Allah alone. And he doesn't have any innovation with him, rather he's strictly following the sunnah. And because of a discussion that I had with one of the brothers earlier today, I want to just clarify that strictly following the sunnah, and we talked about this many times in the past, but I want to say it now, because it came to my mind from our early discussion today, that strictly following the sunnah means following the sunnah as it was understood by the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Not that you read a hadith and by your own mind you understand it. Rather, how did they understand it? How did they apply it? How did they practice it? That goes for the Qur'an and the sunnah. And that's why we say that we follow the Qur'an and the sunnah as it was understood, yani, by the first generation of the Muslims and his companions of the Prophet ﷺ and the Tabi'in and those who followed them. صادق في قوله, being truthful in his speech. لا يقول إلا صدقا, he doesn't say anything except truthfulness. Yani he only speaks the truth. Yani so that means that we have to be careful when we speak. Every word. Yani there are angels who record, who are waiting to record, right? He doesn't say anything except that it is the truth. And it has been confirmed from the Prophet ﷺ in an authentic hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. عليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر. So it is incumbent upon you, yani, to hold fast to as-sidq, truthfulness. For indeed, truthfulness leads to al-birr, righteousness and piety. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And indeed, piety and righteousness leads to the Jannah. Being truthful leads a person to be righteous. And righteousness leads to the paradise. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And a person would continue to be truthful and to eagerly, yani diligently seek to be truthful, yani to make their objective truthfulness. A person will continue to do so until they will be written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a siddiq. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Shaykh didn't mention the rest of the hadith, and beware of kadhib, lying, for indeed lying leads to wickedness, and wickedness leads to the hellfire, and a person would continue to lie and seek out yani lying, falsehood, until he will be written with Allah as a kadhab. The Shaykh says, صادق في فعله, being truthful in his actions, بمعنى أن فعله لا يخالف قوله. Yani that his actions are not in contradiction to his speech. Yani the way he speaks, he acts the same way. He doesn't have one line on his tongue, and then when you watch his behavior, yani they don't fit. فإذا قال فعل. So when he says something, he does it. He makes a promise, he keeps it. He takes a trust, he fulfills it. Yani, his action is in accordance with his speech. And by doing so, this person escapes from resembling the munafiqeen. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Yani, by a person acting in accordance with their speech, then they escape from being in resemblance to the hypocrites who say that which they do not do. And this is, yani, a tremendous, yani, dangerous characteristic of the hypocrites, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفَعَلُونَ كَبْرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفَعَلُونَ. Yani, all you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? This is something that's hated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you say that which you do not do. And from the signs of the hypocrite, and as reported in Sahihain, yani this is mentioned by Ibn Kathir in his tafsir of this ayah, yani that the signs of a hypocrite are three. Yani when he speaks, he lies. And when he promises, he breaks the promise. And when he's entrusted with something, he violates the trust. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is something that is hated with him. Yani that you say that which you do not do. And the Shaykh ends these three, yani, characteristics of being truthful in qasd, in intention, and truthful in speech and actions. And he said, also, يُصَدِّقُ بِمَا قَامَتْ الْبَيْنَ عَلَى صِدْقِهِ فَلَيْسَ عِنْدُهُ رَدُّ الْحَقِّ وَلَا اِحْتِقَارُ لِلْخَلْقِ. And he also confirms the truthfulness of that which proof establishes, yani, its correctness. And if there's a proof for something, somebody said, this is the way it really is in Islam, or this is what is the reality of a matter, and if there's a proof for it, yani from the sources of evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah and the secondary evidences, then he also confirms the truthfulness and therefore he doesn't reject the truth when it's brought to him. And the people, the Siddiqun, they don't reject the truth when it's brought to them, nor do they look down upon the created beings. Meaning, they don't reject the truth when it's brought to them. And if somebody brings the truth, they don't reject it, nor do they look down on the one who brought it, because that person is less than them. So I don't accept from these people. And if there are people who, if you brought them the truth, because of whatever, any reasons, huh? It could be your nationality. You're not from the people that we have respect for. You're from a lower class of people. It could be your color. It could be whatever, your status economically. But they're not hearing from you. They look down on you. The Siddiq, he doesn't reject the truth, nor look down on the people. Whoever may bring it, they accept the truth. And for this reason, accepting the truth when it comes to them, كان Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, the first one who was given this name, As-Siddiq, from this ummah. And that is when the Prophet ﷺ was taken in the night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he ascended to the heavens, and the people, and he began to tell the people, talk to the people about his night journey to Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem, and his ascension up to the heavens. So the kuffar, they began to laugh about this, and they began to deny what he was saying, and they began to say, how can you go, O Muhammad, in one night, how can you reach to where you claimed you reached up to the heavens, while we, if we go to Sham, it takes us 1 month just to reach and 1 month to return, and you went all the way to Sham in one night and came back, and also you went to the heavens, and how is this possible, they said. So they took this as a way, as a means to deny, to belie the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they reached Abu Bakr, As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they said to him, indeed your companion is saying, and he is speaking, and he is saying such and such and so, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, in kana qala dhalika, faqad sadaqa. If in fact he has said that, then he has spoken the truth. No question about it, whatever it is he has said. And from that day, he was given the name As-Siddiq, and he is the best of the Siddiqeen from this ummah and from other than this ummah, from the nations of the earth. The Shaykh says, Allahu Musta'an. It's only a few minutes to the adhan. Inshallah, somebody tell me, what time is the iqamah for Isha?
9.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Shaykh says, Wash-shuhada. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, "Ash-shuhada al-qatla fi sabilillah." This is the definition that is normally given for the shaheed. It is a person who's killed in the way of Allah. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says, "Ash-shuhada jam shaheed." Shuhada is the plural of shaheed, bimana shahid. Bimana shahid, the one who bears witness to something. So who are the shuhada? The Sheikh gives two possible meanings for this. The first of them, he said, is the ulama. The shuhada, the shaheed or the shahid, he said, are the ulama. And that is because the scholar bears witness to the legislation of Allah, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also bears witness against the ibadullah. He's also a witness against the ibadullah that the hujjah, the proof has been established against them. That the truth was brought to them, that the message was delivered, and Allah's law was delivered to them, and therefore they are responsible. If they haven't acted upon it, the hujjah has been established against them. Who is it that can establish the hujjah? The ulama. The ulama. For this reason, the scholar, they are considered the one who delivers, on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message of Islam. So he became a shahid bilhaq ala al-khalq. He's the one who is a witness, with the truth against the created beings. The second meaning of this, the shuhada, it has also been said, inna shaheed man qutila fi sabilillah. And this is the well-known meaning of shaheed, the one who is killed fighting for the sake of Allah. The one who's killed fighting for the sake of Allah. وَالصَّحِيْ أَنَّ الْآيَةَ عَامَةً لِهَذَا وَهَذَا. And what is correct is that the ayat Shaykh is referring to, Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 69th ayat, that mentions the shuhada along with the prophets and the Siddiqeen, Shuhada, wa Saliheen. He said, what is correct is that yani the Shaheed in this ayah is general for this and that, both meanings. It includes both of them. This ayat, yani, I'm going to refer you back to the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di and other tafsirs, because also again here, in this ayat, yani, he brings a good meaning, but for the sake of time, the ayat that I'm referring to is the 69th ayat of Surah An-Nisa, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Yani that whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then these, yani all of those who obey Allah and His Messenger, will be with those whom Allah has given His favor to, yani including the prophets, the Siddiqeen, truthful, the Shuhada, and the Salihin, yani the righteous people, and what a wonderful company to keep. Yani in Jannah, to be with these, yani this group of these groups of people. And then the Shaykh, yani gives a good, yani explanation of this, but yani for the sake of time, please go back and try to look at it. Fourth surah, 69th ayah. Naam, definitely of benefit. وَفِيهِمَ الصَّالِحُونَ. And also amongst the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are the Salihun. The Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, yani simply the Salihun is Ahlu al-A'mal al-Saliha. Ahlu al-A'mal al-Saliha. Yarhamukallah. This is an easy definition that you can retain. Who are the Salihun? Yani the people, the Ashab, yani the Ahlu al-A'mal al-Saliha. The people who do good deeds, righteous deeds. These are the Salihun. Now the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, yani he goes a little bit further, yani with this definition, and he says, As-Sali did al-Fasid. Yani the Sali, righteous person, this means the opposite of the Fasid, corrupt person. وَهُوَ الَّذِي قَامَ بِحَقِّ اللَّهِ وَحَقِّ عِبَادِهِ. And this definition came from, yani it was mentioned by Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj al-Asqalani in the explanation of Fath al-Bari. Yani he says that the Sali, yani in his explanation of the hadith related to the meanings of the tashahud in the salat, yani that we recite in the salat every day when we say tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat wa tayyibat, assalamu ala nabi, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. In this expression here, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj al-Asqalani said that the meaning of ibadillahi salihin, the Sali, it is the one who fulfills the rights of Allah and fulfills the rights of the created beings. The Sali is the one who fulfills the rights of Allah and the human beings, created beings in general. So don't imagine that a person can pray and fast and do a lot of righteous deeds and then they, yani, violate the rights of the people and that's okay. Rather, the Sali is the one who fulfills the rights of Allah and the rights of the created beings. The Shaykh goes on to say, وَهُوَ غَيْرُ الْمُصْلِحِ فَالْإِصْلَاحِ وَصْفٌ زَائِدْ عَلَى صَلَاةِ. And the Sali, he is not the Muslih, because al-islah, yani the islah of the Muslih, is a further description above as-salah. Yani as-salah is righteousness. Islah means to correct and to reform and to improve, yani that which needs work, yani that's broken, needs mending, needs fixing. Yani salah means that you are righteous within yourself. Islah means you rectify not just yourself but the others around you in the society. So the Sali, he is not the Muslih. Yani this is something extra above and beyond, and this is really what will we want to reach, yani to islah, not just salih. So not every person who is righteous is a Muslih. For indeed some of the righteous people, they are concerned about themselves and they are not concerned about other than themselves. Yani the Shaykh, he's saying here what? The Sali, yani is the righteous person who fulfills the rights of Allah and the rights of his worshippers. And he is not the Muslih. Yani this is a higher degree. This is an extra description. Yani added above and beyond just righteousness. That is that a person, alaykum salam, yani works towards the rectification of those who are around you and the rest of the society. The Shaykh says, because indeed there are some people who are righteous in and of themselves. They are not Muslih. They are not concerned about rectifying the society. Indeed, some of the righteous people, they are concerned about themselves and they are not concerned about others. وَتَمَامْ الصَّلَاحِ بِالْإِصْلَاحِ. Yani the completion and the perfection of righteousness is in the rectification of the rest of the society, not just being concerned about yourself. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah goes on to say, وَمِنْهُمْ أَعْلَامُ الْهُدَى وَمَصَابِحُ الدُّجَى وَأُولُو الْمَنَاقِبِ الْمَأْثُورَةِ وَالْفَضَائِلِ الْمَذْكُورَةِ. Yani one more category, yani he adds here, and منهم, yani from the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, أعلام الهدى. Yani Shaykh Tariq Fawzan says, they are the ulama, al-alam, يعني those who are متصفون بكل وصف حميد علما وعملا. يعني one of the benefits of Sheikh Salih Fawzan Hafidhullah's explanation here is that he has given very very brief explanations of these points that a person can easily retain. يعني he doesn't have the full details but it's sufficient. يعني the أعلام الهدى, يعني those who are يعني the distinguished, yani scholars of guidance, and the masabi, yani the lamps or the lanterns of yani in the darkness, and they are those who possess the manaqib al ma'thura, yani the ranks or the stations, yani that have been yani transmitted to us, yani have been mentioned to us, and the fadail, yani the virtuous characteristics that are repeated again and again and again. He said that these people are the ulama, yani who are described with every description, every praiseworthy description, ilman wa amalan, yani not just knowledge but action, yani the praiseworthy descriptions of knowledge and action, and these go together. Yani it's not sufficient that a person is described as having a lot of knowledge if there's no action to go with it. Al-alam, yani alam al-huda, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, alam is the plural of alam. Wahuwa fil asl al-jabal, and this originally means a mountain. Al-alam, it is a mountain. Yani like al-allama, this is the title of a scholar who has immense knowledge. It means that he is a sign, yani, that can be followed, that can be looked to, just as you can follow the way by knowing certain mountain ranges, for example. You can see the mountain in the sky above you and you can follow it as a guide. It's a sign for you to follow, to find your way along the path. So likewise, the Shaykh says, Al-A'lam, it is the plural of A'alam, and A'alam originally means a mountain, as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, 32nd Ayah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْجَوَارِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. And from amongst his signs, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the ships that are sailing in the sea, kal-a'lam, like mountains in the sea, rising above the waters. He said that this is the original meaning of al-a'lam, yani, alam, the plural of it, yani it means al-jibal. And the mountains are named as alam because they are a person is guided by them or is directed by them. Yani to find your way, yani you can look up in the sky and see the mountain or other signs like the mountains. Alam al huda, yani alladhina yastadillu an-nas bihim wa yahtaduna bihadihim. Yani the alam al huda, it means those scholars whom the people yani use to find their direction or to be guided by through the guidance that they offer to the people. And these are the ulama rabbaniyun, yani the scholars. Rabbaniyun meaning the scholars who have correct knowledge and who live by it, act upon it. Rabbaniyun. And who teach the people, yani according to the level of the people, who know how to deliver the knowledge and convey it to the people. So these are the guides, and they are also the lamps in darkness, yani the lantern, the lamp, the light that lights up the darkness. The Shaykh says, Al-Masabih is the plural of Misbah, yani al-Siraj, yani a lamp or a light or a lantern. And that and they are the ones, yani the Masabih is that which a person seeks, yani to illuminate the darkness with the light or the lamp or the lantern. And Duja is the plural of Dajiya, and it is al-Zalama, yani darkness. So these scholars, they are Masabi al-Zulm, yani they are lights in the darkness. Yani the people seek light, yani from the scholars, and they walk, yani with the light of the scholars, yani in the same way, yani that a person uses a lantern to find their way in the dark. So the scholars are like those lamps or lanterns. And then he said, also from their characteristics, they are those who يعني possess, يعني أولو المناقب المأثورة والفضائل المذكورة المناقب. Sheikh Uthaymeen says يعني that مناقب, the meaning of it is المرتبة, يعني it means a certain station, a status, a certain station, a high station, and that is that station that a person reaches of sharaf or su'udad. يعني the person who has reached a certain level of honor or a certain level of يعني authority in the land, rulership or reign or sovereignty in the land. يعني this is a level that certain people have reached, and this is one of their characteristics, and the other characteristic is that they are those who possess يعني الفضائل المذكورة. يعني he said that this means الخصال الفاضلة, the virtuous, noble characteristics or qualities that a person may be described with, such as knowledge or worship or asceticism or generosity or other than that. Yani virtuous qualities like the quality of having knowledge, especially knowledge of the deen, or a person who worships Allah, yani properly, consciously, yani according to the sunnah, frequently, regularly, or a person who is a zahid, yani who is not lost in seeking the pleasures of the world, rather they suffice with what is necessary, and they are more importantly seeking the reward of Allah in the next life, or generosity, or other than that. فَالْفَضَائِلْ سُلَّمْ لِلْمَنَاقِبْ. يعني Shaykh Uthaymeen distinguishes between these two characteristics, المناقب and الفضائل. He says that the فضائل, the virtuous characteristics or qualities, are the stairway or the means to reach the manaqib, the stations or levels of excellence, of honor, and so on. And what remains, the Shaykh, he mentions يعني two more groups, the final two of the six categories or ranks. He says, وَفِيهِمْ الْأَبْدَالِ فِيهِمْ الْأَبْدَالِ وَفِيهِمْ أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينَ الَّذِينَ أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى هِدَايَتِهِمْ وَدِرَايَتِهِمْ. And this is what we're going to stop with. Shaykh Salih Fawzan says, الْأَبْدَالِ يعني, and as it came in the book النهاية, explanation of يعني Arabic language words, he said, وَهُمْ الْأَوْلِيَا وَالْعُبَّادِ. يعني the abdan, Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, يعني they are the awliya or the ubbad. يعني the awliya means those, the people who have iman and taqwa. Right? يعني awliya is usually translated as what? I don't know. Okay, anyway, let me leave the translation. I don't want to get stuck in the translation. But in any case, Allah says in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. يعني so the awliya are those who have no fear, no grief. They are those who believe, who have iman, and they have taqwa. This is the meaning of awliya. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, the people of iman and taqwa. So Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, the abdal, they are the awliya, the people of iman and taqwa, and the ubbad, the people who are, yani, consumed with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have been given this name because every time one of them dies, then they are replaced by another. Abdal, yani, exchanging one for another. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he says, the abdal, and is the plural of badal, and they are those who have distinguished themselves from others by their ilm and their ibadah. They have distinguished themselves by their knowledge and by their worship, and they are called yani abdalan. Yani the Shaykh says, either because every time one of them dies, the Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, then they are yani replaced or followed by a substitute for them, or they might be called that because they are those who يُبَدِّلُونَ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ, as Allah mentions in the Quran, yani the people who yani who repent from their sins and believe and do good deeds, that yani Allah would exchange their evil deeds for good deeds. And this has a beautiful tafsir that also needs to be looked at, that this is another reason why they may be called abdal, because they have exchanged their evil deeds for good deeds, or it might be because they are a good example to be followed by others, so they cause other people to exchange their incorrect, mistaken deeds with right and correct deeds. Or the Shaykh said, all of these meanings may be applicable to them, all of them. Not any one of them, but all of them وَغَيْرِهِ, and even other than the three meanings that he has mentioned here. Finally, يعني the أَئِمَّةِ, يعني فيهم أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ الَّذِينَ أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى هِدَايَتِهِمْ وَدِرَايَتِهِمْ, and also amongst Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah are the Imams of the Deen, those who the Muslims have agreement upon, ijma', consensus upon their right guidance and their correct knowledge. There's consensus upon these Imams. Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, like the four Imams, yani that are well known of the Madahib, and others besides them. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen says, the Imam is Al-Qudwa. Al-Imam is Al-Qudwa. Yani what is Al-Qudwa?
Imam.
Huh?
Imam.
In English?
A role model,
an example that others can follow. So in the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, there are Imams of the Deen, whom the Muslims are in agreement by consensus. Yani they are in agreement that these people were rightly guided and that they have correct knowledge. And then Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen mentions yani some of the, yani he mentions some names, Al-Imam Ahmed, Al-Imam Shafi, Al-Imam Malik, and Al-Imam Abu Hanifa in the reverse order. Yani Al-Imam Abu Hanifa died in the year 150. Al-Imam Malik died in the year 179. Al-Shafi died in the year 204. Al-Imam Ahmed died in the year 241. So that means he mentioned them in the reverse order. No problem. And he also mentioned in addition to the four Imams, he mentioned Sufyan al-Thawri died in the year 161. And Al-Awza'i, Al-Imam Al-Awza'i, who died in the year 157. Rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a. May Allah have mercy upon all of them. And then the Shaykh says, and others besides them. And these are the Imams that the people are in agreement upon, their right guidance and their knowledge. There's no difference of opinion about them. And then there are others besides them who are mashhurin, who are famous and ma'rufin, and they are well known, like Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'a. And even we have some Imams in our time, for the people of Sunnah, there's no doubt there's agreement upon the people of Sunnah, yani upon the imamship of Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, and Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani, and Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. Indeed, they are Imams of our era that the people of Sunnah are in agreement that they are our Imams. And then the Shaykh, he closes by saying, أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ, yani by this expression from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, وَفِيهِمْ أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ, yani the Imams of the Deen, outside of this are أَئِمَّةُ الضَّلَالِ. Yani they are outside of this description, the Imams of misguidance from the Ahlu Bid'ah, yani the people of innovation. For these people, they are not from Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Rather, they are in opposition, khilaf Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And they were in, yani even if they are named Imams, yani the people of misguidance, the people of innovation, even if they are given the title Imam, they are from those Imams. There are from amongst the Imams who call to the hellfire. Yani Imam in and of itself doesn't mean that a person is good, right? Because there are Imams who call to right guidance and there are Imams who call to misguidance. So the Imams of misguidance, they are not included in this title of A'immatu Deen. And this is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions concerning the people of Fir'aun, he said, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً, we made them Imams, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ, calling to the hellfire. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيُنْصَرُونَ, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped. It's in Surah Al-Qasas, 28th Surah, 41st Ayat. And it's time for the Iqamah. We're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.